this weekend wraps up the 114th Christmas Bird Count. Around 50 communities in Alaska participated in the annual event, adding to decades of data collection. Nome completed its count at sundown on New Year's Eve. Anna Rose MacArthur reports from KNOM in Nome.
From sunup to sundown on count day, almost 20 volunteers set out to document every bird seen or heard in Nome. 8 bird species were logged. One of those species had never been witnessed in over 40 years of the town's annual survey, the red-breasted merganser. The bird is a waterfowl, and though seen throughout the summer in Nome, the bird has usually migrated come Christmas. But open water still lingers around Nome. The bird's presence indicates not only a delayed freeze, but also higher local temperatures. And though humans can notice a late freeze, birds often disclose more subtle environmental changes. Think canaries in a coal mine. Peter Bente is Nome's volunteer coordinator and a wildlife biologist with the Department of Fish and Game. He says by observing these animals, humans can discern environmental changes. And as those observations stretch across decades, those shifts become trends.
Well, the thing about birds is that they're responsive to the environmental conditions. So there's a good indication of somewhat of environmental trends or warming trends based on the presence and absence of birds.
Beginning in 1900, these annual Christmas bird counts have amassed over a century of data on bird distribution. The census, sponsored by the Audubon Society, occurs across the Western Hemisphere and into Antarctica. During the count, volunteers go out and log every bird seen or heard within a 15-mile diameter circle. The Audubon Society calls the count the longest-running citizen science survey in the world. In Alaska, almost 50 communities participate. These surveys provide a broad data distribution and repeatable counts the same time every year. Nils Warnock, executive director of Audubon Alaska, says the scale of the census would be cost prohibitive to any agency wanting to conduct a similar survey.
It does cover a wide variety of habitats, from Prudhoe Bay to Nome to Bethel, up the Kodiak, and all the way down into the southeast and many places on the interior. It gets people out and it provides us with these really valuable data sets.
In recent years, the Alaska counts have shown an increase in brant geese wintering on the Alaska Peninsula instead of migrating southward. In Nome, Bente says the counts have logged a decrease in the common raven population, and of national interest, the surveys have documented the snowy owl leaving interior wintering ranges and heading south into warmer areas. According to the Audubon Society website, the Environmental Protection Agency has used the data from the Christmas bird counts as indicators of climate change. In addition, Audubon has used these surveys to document declines in bird populations and to compile a list of imperiled species. This year's Christmas bird count ends January 5th. Reporting from KNOM in Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.